Good morning, this is Zara and Brooke with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government has committed more than $20 million in funding to increase community-based perinatal and infant mental health support and treatment. Queensland Health will recruit 20 new mental health clinicians who specialize in perinatal mental health, with funding also going towards the Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australian and Peachtree organizations. The government hopes the measures will mean new parents experiencing complex mental health challenges will have better access to ongoing counseling, consultation, and support.
In an interview with The Guardian Australia, Noosa Independent MP and Chair to the State Government's Youth Justice Reform Committee, Sandy Bolton, has raised the possibility of implementing youth boot camps in response to youth crime crisis. The program was previously scrapped by Labor in 2015 after it was created during the former Premier Campbell Newman era. Boot camps are proposed as an alternative to jail, sending convicted children to spend a month in remote location to instill, quote, discipline and respect. Advocates and researchers have previously criticized the use of camps as being mean-spirited and for taking a military approach to discipline and indicate no reduction in reoffending rates.
In national news, a new report released by the Grattan Institute has found Australia's local roads need an additional $1 billion in annual funding to adequately repair rural and remote roads. The report outlines how federal funding for rural and remote local government areas has gradually eroded over the past decade. In order to address the issue, the report recommends the federal government cut back the funding allocated to major city councils and focus more on underfunded regional councils.
80 asylum seekers being held in immigration detention have been released immediately following last week's High Court ruling that they were being detained unlawfully. Immigration Minister Andrew Giles said the government argued against the outcome but was prepared for it, and that those released are now in the community with appropriate visas. The High Court ruled on Wednesday that a stateless Rohingya man in detention who had previously served time in jail for sex offences had been held unlawfully. In its submissions to the High Court, the Commonwealth flagged that 92 people were in similar circumstances.
In international news, Iceland has issued a warning to citizens, with the country at serious risk of a volcanic eruption after experiencing a series of earthquakes. Authorities have ordered thousands of people living in the southwestern town of Grindavik to evacuate as a precaution. A tunnel of magma that runs under Grindavik was estimated at a depth of 800 meters, compared with 1,500 meters earlier that same day. According to a statement from the Icelandic Meteorology Office, an eruption could start at any time in the next few days.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all our news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on